Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As part of this year's resolution to healthy eating, I have become very interested in all of the grains out there. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, it's very intriguing to see quinoa.
Quinoa.
That's it, quinoa.
Yeah.
Coming to its own.
For sure. Oh, no. I mean, look, wheat is certainly the staple of most of our diets. But, and we're not, this is not new. People have been talking about this a while. I just thought it'd be fun to do a show about what a lot of people are calling these super grains or ancient grains, as they're often referred to. And these are long forgotten, for one reason or another, grains that are just delicious to eat.
I know. I have gotten reacquainted with bulgur wheat.
Sure.
We probably had that three or four times a month now.
It's awesome. Yeah. Let's get some terminology out of the way, though.
Sure.
Because you'll see this on the bags, especially when you're buying something you're not really sure of even how to cook. It could be a little daunting. So all grains are hulled. Okay, so the hull, basically grains composed of four parts. The hull, the outside, it's inedible. So no matter what you're going to buy, it's already been hulled. But then there's what's called whole grain, semi-pearled or pearled. And this refers to the other three parts of the grain, which is the endosperm, which is the starch, which is almost about 85% of all grains. Then the bran, which is rich in fiber, and the germ, which is very oily, has lovely oils in it. So whole grain is just that. It's the other three, the three parts still left intact, the endosperm, bran, and germ. Semi-pearled and pearled are a process in which the grains are beaten up and either the most or all of the hull and the germ are removed. Not much difference in actual taste. Hard to honestly taste a difference, but certainly nutritional value is lost in the semi-pearled and pearled. But what you gain, and especially because we're not very patient people, is cook time. Because whole grains usually take at least twice as long to cook as semi-pearled or pearled, which could be from an hour to 30 minutes. So it's your choice, you know, and I recommend trying to find whole grain as often as you can. But again, there's, you know, the semi-pearled and pearled, like pearled barley, is not a bad alternative.
Right. And for those of us who are enamored of slow cooking and the crock pot, hey, no big deal.
Exactly. So the couple, I'm going to just talk about, like, I think quinoa, which everyone was scared to say, and that's okay, but quinoa, and its very close cousin amaranth are actually, they're seeds that act like grain, and let's define that too, because everyone looks, I even look like tilted my head like, I thought wheat was a seed, and it is, but it's the seed of a grass. Traditional grains are seeds from grasses. We refer to things as pure seeds from leafy plants. As a matter of fact, the quinoa and amaranth plant are related to spinach. So it's a seed, but they have a nutritional punch. They're gluten-free, which again is a huge thing. And they make great, great flavorful foods.
A lot of them are going to require cooking in a medium.
Yeah, and well, that's the thing. They soak up whatever you put them in.
That's right. So they carry that flavor.
Cook them in any broth you want. I like to use quinoa in salads. I like to make an amaranth-style polenta. It's very good. And another one I want you guys to get into is farro. Another grain, and we make what we call farroto.
Oh, gosh.
Which is farro risotto. Instead of rice, we use farro and
nice.
Make risotto in the same way, and it's really delicious.
Jerry, we should put some ideas on our website.
We'll definitely put them on.
Let people check this out.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.